City and county leaders have declared a civil emergency on homelessness in Seattle. But some critics of the plan are stepping up to say what's been proposed is not enough. KUOW's Jamala Henderson has more.
The local NAACP says racial equity needs to be considered in the face of the city's homelessness crisis. African Americans make up around 7% of Seattle's population, but that number rises to 41% when you look at the number of homeless blacks in emergency shelters. Shalee Seacrest is the local NAACP's chair of economic development. She says racial equity needs to be baked into the new emergency homeless plan, or it may not reach certain communities.
When you go inside of the homeless shelters, anyone would be surprised by the number of black faces that are sitting there, women with children, men who've been couch surfing for years on end. We've got to start addressing the crisis through a racial lens.
The mayor's emergency proclamation on homelessness allows him to access $5.3 million. But others say more needs to be done immediately to combat the problem. Councilmember Shama Sawant and homeless advocates have called for the city to dip into its rainy day fund. They say at least $15 million should go towards the problem. Allison Isinger is the executive director of the Seattle King County Coalition on Homelessness. She says about 3,000 people sleep on the streets of Seattle every night. The mayor's proposal would create a shelter with 100 new beds. Isinger says that's not enough.
I'm a realist. I don't actually call on us collectively to bring every single person indoors in the next few weeks. But I absolutely believe that if we marshal all of our resources, public and private, we really can bring 750 to 1,000 people indoors in short order.
Isinger says her organization is calling on the city council to allocate more money towards shelter beds and survival services for the homeless in the 2016 budget. In the meantime, city officials say shelter space and the reorganization of homeless outreach teams will be addressed first. Jamala Henderson, KUOW News.